Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Welcome to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump and I'm your host. I'm looking forward to this episode to share some thoughts that God's really been laying on my heart. I've had several conversations with a lot of hurting leaders recently. And some of you that know me know that one of my passions is hurting leaders. I myself have been through a lot of ups and downs. And if you ever get the chance to sit down with me and hear my story, I'm sure if you're going through some rough times, my story can help encourage you. Because I believe that God has never wasted my pain, my struggle, my challenges. And I've learned a lot over the 30 years of ministry. And as I was thinking about it the other day, I went back to one of the resources that was incredibly powerful in helping me regain my balance in a lot of different ways. My good friend Craig Jutila and his wife Mary wrote this book called Hectic to Healthy. It's a book that I've referred to hundreds of leaders. And as I've begun doing more coaching with KMC Coaching, it's a book that I will continue to use, especially if you're a leader that has been struggling with hurt and pain in ministry. A lot of us get into ministry with a lot of grand dreams and desires to change the world. And then we get hit with the stark reality that ministry is hard, that dealing with people and dealing with leaders can be hard, and it can knock you off your balance. It can send your world spinning. It can be tough, and there's a lot of leaders walking away from the church, walking away from ministry because of the hurts that they have sustained either through working with people or working with leaders. And so in today's episode, I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk through some things that I learned from Craig and Mary, and especially in their book. I want to highlight some things in their book because I think it's so powerful. And if you haven't gotten Hectic to Healthy, I encourage you to get this book and consider working through it. If not alone, if not by yourself, consider joining a coaching group. I offer one-on-one coaching, but I also offer small group coaching. And we're going to be doing a group for hurting leaders to help leaders process this. And I'm currently working on a book dealing with exactly this issue because I feel like a lot of younger leaders get in and they want to bail out too fast. And that only gives the enemy victory. So I want to encourage you. It's a Monday that I'm recording this, and I know Mondays are hard. Sometimes the weekend had been really rough, and I don't know how many times on a Monday my resignation letter was starting to get typed. And so I get it, and I understand. So sit back and relax in this episode, and just for a few minutes, listen to some of the words from Craig and Mary and think about some of the things that they were talking about. You see, when we're all in ministry, we know that there are seasons. There are going to be seasons where we're running super, super hard. Then there's going to be a little slower season, and then it's going to speed up again. There's never a dull moment in ministry. We all know that. If you've been in ministry for any length of time, you know there is no pause. There is no quiet season, so to speak. But there are seasons where we have to realize that God is working in and through those seasons and that we need to pay attention to those things. We need to be ready for those things and know that God is using those seasons in our life. But there, you know, in our personal life, in our ministry life, God uses these seasons to shape us and hopefully shape us more like his son Jesus. But there are times where ministry seasons become tough. Ministry seasons become hard. Sometimes ministry seasons can become toxic. Sometimes they're full of insane, crazy, amazing God-sized blessings and God-sized movements. And so one of the things that we have to realize is that seasons come and seasons go. But as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, those seasons, whether they're good or whether they're bad, sustain us and move us forward to become more like Jesus. So whatever season you're in, I want to encourage you to embrace it, to realize that God is working in it, And then I hope, my friends, that you will walk through those seasons knowing that it is just a season and it will pass. And whether you're in a hard one or in a great one, it'll pass and it's going to change. And you need to be ready and focused. And if you've got a plan, if you've got a strategy to keep your soul care right and to keep your teams healthy and to run at a sustainable pace, you'll be amazed at how you can survive seasons. Not only that, but watching your priorities during those seasons really matters. Making sure that your priorities are focused and clear and that you don't get outside those boundaries. I've seen a lot of young leaders make the big mistake of jumping from one thing to one thing to one thing to one thing. They're constantly looking for secret sauces. Let me tell you, Brother Jim Weidman would tell you, there is no secret sauce except for getting into God's word and praying and seeking him and then doing what he tells you to do. One of your priorities needs to be in every season that you stay in God's word, stay connected to the power source, reminding yourself that you need the power of the Holy Spirit daily in your life. Another thing for leaders to pay attention to is, are you isolating yourself? Are you part of a greater community? Not just online Facebook groups. Those are great, but let me tell you, I've watched a lot of the groups recently, including the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, and we're not seeing a lot of in-depth interaction. We see a lot of crowdsourcing ideas, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I love it when people come on the KMC and crowdsource ideas and dreams. But let me tell you, I would love to see a lot more interaction of what's going on in our ministries and how can we pray for one another and how can we encourage one another and being real. Because I find that more and more leaders are feeling isolated. And then they come to conferences and they're part of a big crowd, but yet they don't take time to connect with others. And so they stay isolated. And let me tell you, that's all the enemy wants, is to isolate you, to make you feel all alone. Think of the prophet Elijah and how he went out and he faced God and he's like, God, I've been your warrior. I've been your man. I've been speaking your truth. I'm all alone. And God says, oh no, Elijah, I've got a bunch more that have not bowed their knee to Baal. You're not alone. You're one of many. We've got to be careful we don't isolate ourselves, that we don't get in a corner in our own churches and in our ministry fields. So let me challenge you to think about, are you isolated? Do you need to connect more? I encourage you to reach out on the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook or some other Facebook group, or find a local network. And if you don't have one, start one. Even if it's you and one other children's pastor that get together for coffee and to pray together, it's still worth it. And be careful that you don't neglect yourself, your relationships, your family, your health. One of the things that we are so guilty of, and I'm talking about me, was neglecting my own health. And it hasn't been until these last few years where I've taken it more serious to watch what I put in my body, to make sure I'm exercising, to make sure I'm active, to care for myself, making sure I get sleep and rest. It's not a badge of honor, gang, to be saying how often we are so tired and worn out. It's not a badge of honor that we're constantly coming to conferences exhausted, wiped out, emotionally drained, physically drained, mentally drained, spiritually drained. We shouldn't be that way. I'm hoping I can help change that as part of the Kid Ministry community, to speak out and to speak truth into the lives of other leaders, to say, hey, don't do what I did. Learn from my mistakes. And please, from what I've learned from others that have poured into me and challenged me and convicted me on this, that we need to take care of each other. Here's another thing that Craig and Mary talk about in their book. Slow down. Slow down. Sometimes running hard is not the best way. Sometimes we do need to just stop and rest, stop and delegate, stop and hand it off, or just stop doing it, period, and start being. Let me encourage you that as you stop, slow down, and you start managing yourself better, planning out your days and thinking through those things, and if you don't know how to do it, get some help. I got help when I was struggling with it. I couldn't feel like I could ever get organized. And thanks to some personal coaching, I'm way ahead of the game where I used to be. I wished I had done it years ago. But if you don't slow down and take care of yourself and watch your ministry and watch your volunteers, you're going to find yourself all alone eventually. And that's not a good thing. You need to be thinking about where you are and where you're going. What do you want to achieve in your ministry and in your personal life? Have you set any goals for yourself? Have you started thinking about your end game and what you want to leave behind, what your legacy is? Somebody asked me, why have you started KMC coaching? Why are you so passionate? Why are you always talking about coaching? Because coaching made all the difference. I spent thousands of dollars on conferences and books. I have a huge library of books. And you know what? The best thing I ever did was hire a coach. I got into Infuse with Jim Weidman, and it was the best investment I ever made in my life. It was the best investment I made in myself. Why? Because it helped me start thinking about my end game. And that's why I've become a coach, is because Jim challenged me that because of how many people have poured into my life, the Carl Bastians, I hate to say names because they're going to get so many that I'm going to forget. Josh Denhart and Keith Ferens and Heidi Hensley's and you name it. I mean, there's so many leaders out there. So many of my ministry friends that have poured into my life. And it was because of their challenges and because of their encouragement that I offer these coaching opportunities because of that. But I want to encourage you, find someone to help you, find somebody to journey with you, and to think about what your end goals are. How do you want to leave the legacy? Who are you training up to replace you? You ought to be thinking about that. You know, another thing to be thinking about is this idea of opening yourself up and realizing that you don't want to fake it till you make it. You need to realize to be real with people and being careful that while you're leading, that you're leading in a healthy way and you're setting an example for those kind of things. Another area that you should be thinking about is, when do I Sabbath? When do I take breaks? When do I get a rest? I've said it before on this podcast, I'll say it again. If Jesus took rest breaks, if Jesus took naps, then so should we. Who do we think we are if we can outlive and outserve and outwork the Son of God himself? He took breaks. He went up to the mountain to pray, to rest. He went to the front of the boat and slept through a storm. Doing ministry is hard and it's draining, and we're human. You need to take those breaks. Stop lying to yourself and believing the enemy by saying you can't rest, you have no time to sit down and take a break, because that's a lie the enemy wants you to believe. And you've got to resist that, and don't let that become a stronghold in your life. Another area that I think is amazing and in this book that really struck a chord with me, they call it setting pace, which stands for practicing soul care. Are you guarding your heart? Are you careful about what you're putting in? You know, one of the things that concerns me about our world today is what Christians are consuming. Think about God's word warns us to be careful about what we put in front of our eyes, what we put into our heart, because of what comes into the heart, that's where the mouth speaks. Sometimes we wonder why we don't have the Spirit's power. Well, maybe it's because we've buried the Spirit so deep under all the junk of this world. Guard your heart, guys. I know that sounds old-fashioned, maybe a little legalistic to you, but I beg you to look into Scripture and let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what you're putting in. What media are you consuming? What stuff are you consuming that's bogging down your soul? You need to also act accordingly and realize that you can't do everything, but you can do something, that you can work through and lead in a powerful way when you let God guide you. But you have to act the right way. You have to live the right way. And one of the things as a leader, especially if you're a younger leader leading teams that are older than you, let me encourage you. If you lead up and you lead beyond your maturity, you're going to win their respect and win them over, and they're going to follow you wherever you go. But if you act immature and you lead in an immature way, then you're not going to gain their respect. So you have to set a pace and you have to act accordingly, and you have to lead in the season that you're in. But you can lead no matter how old you are. You can serve no matter how old you are. And then here's the other part of this setting the pace is that you need to come together with your spouse, with your friends, with others. Again, community is everything. We are not created to be alone. So let me think about this for a moment. Are you in community? Are you part of it? Or do you isolate yourself in the children's ministry? Think about that for a moment. Because many times we're all guilty of this, me included. I did it for years, where I isolated and said, well, I can't get to worship service. I can't get out to the foyer to greet people. One of my coaching students, I challenged them one time to just hand off the morning responsibilities so that and tell the person, I'm giving you this task because I need to be out front. I need to be greeting parents, shaking hands, welcoming them to come into our space. I need to be visible. And by handing it off, it was a game changer for me and for them. So I want to encourage you to come together, get into your community, get into your family, get into a community group, and build into the life. And enjoy your life. How often do you laugh? How often do you really, really laugh? You know, one of the gauges for when you're moving into a toxic place is when you're stopping and you're not laughing as much. When you're not enjoying life. When everything becomes a grind and a grind and a grind. Let me encourage you, if you're not pausing to enjoy the beauty of life, a sunrise, a sunset, there's something wrong, gang. There's something wrong. And it's a warning sign to you to stop and to seek God and find out what it is that's wrong. And then work on it. Change it. Stop doing those things that are drawing you down. Maybe ending some relationships that are toxic and unhealthy, and you know it. Let me encourage you as a leader to lead yourself well. And then I want to encourage you, as you go forward, keep journaling. Keep sharing your stories. Keep talking in community, because together we help each other. Together we become stronger. Together we learn from each other's mistakes and honesty. I remember standing in the back of a conference when a leader asked, how many of you are hurting and dry and weary? And over half the room stood up. Gang, I want to see our kid ministry community change. I want to start hearing more and more stories of kids coming to faith, taking steps in baptism, taking steps in serving, taking steps in going out and sharing their faith and making new disciples. Because that's what it's all about. Loving God and loving others. Fulfilling the Great Commission and the Great Commandment are the commands that Jesus left as he took off from this earth. He left us with that task. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, big and small. And that's our task. Don't lose sight of that in all of the stuff of ministry. That your task and my task is to be about making disciples. So if you've been in ministry for a while, I want you to pause and think about, why did you start? What got you into ministry? What excited you the most? And go back to your roots. Start doing that again. And for those of you that are just starting out in ministry, let me encourage you to write down why you got started and let that why drive you. But also to think about, what's the legacy I want to leave behind? I hope it's a one of health, of hope, and of happiness. that through all those things, you're living out the life to the fullest as Jesus told us he had come to bring life to the abundance, the overflow. And out of that overflow, you serve, you lead your teams, you lead parents, you teach children, you share the good news, you get out into the community and you serve them. I'm super excited about the future because I believe God is doing something amazing, but it's under the surface. And I believe God is going to raise up a generation of leaders that have this passion and drive to live holy lives, passionate, filled with love and grace and mercy, because they want to see our world that is so harsh and divisive and cold change. We know the days are growing evil and we know the end is coming, but we also know in the end, he wins. We win. So my brothers and sisters, I love you and I pray for you in the community, whether you're part of the Kid Ministry Collective group or not. If you serve God in one way, shape, or form, I pray for you. And if there's anything I can do to help you, to encourage you, if you want to need a listening ear, if you're hurting, and you'd like to share your story and have someone process, reach out. I would love to sit down and talk with you. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching, there's a form that you can fill out, or you can just message me at on Facebook in the Facebook group, or reach out at tombump.com and go to the coaching section and fill out an interest form. I would love to connect with you and help you. But there's also some coaching groups. There's a small church coaching group starting in August of 2019. There's also another small group coaching group. We're going to be focusing on volunteers and how to create a healthy volunteer culture, how to recruit, retain, energize. It's going to be fantastic. I'm partnering up with the guys at Ministry Accelerator. It's going to be fantastic. We can't wait to share it with you. We also have some small group coaching for medium-sized churches. So if you're 250, 300 and above, we would love to start a coaching group with you. So if you're interested, fill out that coaching group form and we would love to connect with you. Those will all be in the show notes. I'll put all the links there so you can go there as well. So God bless you guys. Have a great ministry week. Thanks for listening to the KMC. If you could leave a review on iTunes, we would so appreciate that because the more reviews we get, the more iTunes pushes us up in the search when people are looking for help and encouragement. So God bless you. Thanks for listening. And join me again for another edition of the KMC Podcast. Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode.